think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel put together mystery songs in honor of October. They're all for Halloween. Let's listen.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes
we have a monster in our midst.
Sight, for my monster from his slab.
What is that song, Brian?
And this is the Monster Mash.
Listen.
He did the Monster Mash.
Who's singing? I don't know.
This is Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
Crypt Kickers.
Isn't that a great name?
Golly.
This is the one-hit wonder from last week.
Good job, Nigel. We love Halloween. We're building up to the Joey English Extreme Home Makeover Halloween Costume Show.
Fall is in the air, and it's holiday season.
What will you be for Halloween?
I think I'm just going to be a nice person for a change.
Put on it. Do you have a white pharmacist coat?
I do.
And could you carry a great big, like a horse needle or something?
I do all the time.
Oh, yeah. Joey pals, you know this voice. Oh, look at, I'll show you. Here's the list.
Oh, wow. Well, after 80 months, you'd think we, is it 81?
Oh, no, wait. 82. 82 weeks.
Weeks, right, okay.
This is the voice of Dr. Brian Hodgkins, our
months.
Pharmacist to the star for 82 weeks, DOHC. Start, you give us your report. I'll save all these things for the medicine cabinet.
Oh, okay, sure. I can, you know, like I say, I'll keep showing up until this thing goes away. Like,
and then
rash.
We'll talk about other drugs.
It's like a bad rash. There's
I
lots
know.
Of good things happening in the world, but... well, let me just tell everyone listening out there.
Joey pals.
In Joey land.
Oh, I like that.
You know, we're...
Joey land. Wait.
It's good news.
Yes, okay.
We're making progress, folks. For Riverside County, this is really, I think, spectacular news. 65% of all inhabitants of Riverside County are vaccinated now. 75% have either fully vaxxed or half vaxxed, I like to call it, right? That's pretty good. That's not bad. Considering,
wait a minute. How can you say 65% are vaccinated and then say 70? Oh,
have so 75%
have both shots.
Have so there's another 10% or so that have had at least one shot, but they're on the way. They're on the way to goodness, greatness, and immunity. And we're seeing the hospitals kind of stabilize. I think earlier this week, we had about 53 patients in the hospital. Unfortunately, we're still averaging about 500 cases a week in the Coachella Valley. But the positivity percentage is down. I'll give you the numbers. It's just
and
around
7%. And those 500 cases are all?
Most of them are unvaccinated. That hasn't changed. I think we added about 14 deaths. I think we're at 1,114 for just the Coachella Valley. That's all the valley, not just the nine municipalities.
In the 82 weeks?
Yes, in 82 weeks, right. And the unfortunate thing is a third of those have been our members, our own patients that we've been taking care of for years. So it saddens us. And I think it should sadden everybody because I'll reiterate.
What was that word?
Reiterate.
Okay.
I'm going to reiterate my reiteration. is that we, you know, a lot of those people didn't have access to the vaccine. 40% of all deaths since we have a vaccine have happened since we have a vaccine. So I would just put those in the preventable bucket. It's a sad thing. We still hear sad stories of husband and wives, young people. You know, more good news. This is fascinating.
Okay.
We have 80,000 in Riverside County. We have 80,000 kids between 12 and 17 who have been vaccinated. And the efficacy rate of that vaccine in that population is 98.6%. That's incredible.
That's perfect.
That means, you know, less than 1% of those kids who have been vaccinated have tested positive in any way, shape, or form after getting vaccinated, fully vaccinated. That's pretty good.
I put it under fascinating.
I'm going to reiterate the fascination of my reiteration here. But so to me, that's great numbers. And we expect by November, so another month, kids five and up will be able to get vaccinated. We're ready for that. We're boostering the heck out of everybody and offering the third shot for immune weakened people. We've had great uptake. We've given thousands of those.
Do you want me to come over and get that?
Oh,
should
yeah.
Should I save it for somebody
who has
a weakened something?
No, you fall into the categories of
Watch it now, of
someone that needs a booster.
Oh.
But I would come by. I would definitely come by.
He's talking about my age, Joey Pals, and I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny, but I have no weakened immune or compromising. I have a compromised hair color. And I don't want to take a shot from someone who really needs it, but if you have enough.
Well, there's no shortage of vaccines right now. We have, like I said, we've been giving all the vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J. And we're still waiting on the boosters, quote, for those two, Moderna and J&J.
Yes.
And I expect that to happen. I said weeks, so hold me to it. I'm within another couple weeks, so middle of October. I expect to see those boosters available. So everyone's going to have access to it who needs one. And if you really look nationally, we've had a 25% decrease in new cases nationally. So we're starting to believe, I want to believe, that what we're seeing is we've peaked in Delta variant disease expression. And in fact, here's an interesting tidbit, too. The Mu variant that we were talking about as a variant of concern has been eradicated.
Huge.
Well, it's because the Delta variant is so pervasive that the Mu variant is not showing up in anyone being tested right now. So,
just
the prevalence of the Delta variant and its unique ability to be spread easily has quashed some of the other variants. We're not seeing them. So,
wow.
But that doesn't mean there isn't a variant out there that's circulating. We're monitoring some in California specifically that are California variants, and you know how California is. It's got a mind of its own.
I had dinner last Wednesday night at Las Casuelas, the one in Rancho Mirage. I felt like I had to take my passport. I love the restaurants in Palm Springs. But Ruta Lee brought a friend named Scotty with it. And all of us at the table were vaccinated. And it was a lovely, we were all of the same persuasion about vaccinations. He has a brother in Texas or somewhere that is seriously ill in hospital with COVID who would not get vaccinated. And it's his brother. And he just tried everything. And the man is in the hospital horribly ill.
And yeah, it's listen, these are, you know, it's sad.
It's divided families.
It's, you know, I'll just bring this up because I have more good news I'll share, but, you know, today is International Day of Nonviolence. And you're going to say...
Do you make these up?
No, this is true. I always look them up the days
really?
I'm going to
come.
I look them up before I come because maybe there's something we can celebrate that we yes. share in common. But the reason I bring this up is because for exactly what you mentioned, you know, where we are seeing threats of violence towards healthcare workers for people who don't believe
PTAs.
COVID.
PTAs.
I get nasty phone calls in the middle of the night. I get nasty letters at work from people who believe I personally am infringing on their constitutional rights.
No, you don't.
I do. And so
and then there's a little violence at our southern border.
Absolutely.
I mean, where do you want to go with this?
Everybody take a deep breath. This is not a political issue. Well, I've told everybody, if you want the vaccine, it's available. We'll get it. If you don't want the vaccine for whatever reason, you don't have to tell me why. I've heard them all. Some are realistic and some, quite frankly, aren't. You know, the YouTube channel finally is cleaning up its own act and is pulling down all these videos of misinformation and craziness.
Follow
and
in the fact, science.
And in fact, the Center for Digital Hate reviewed all these
Wait
sites.
Wait a minute, is there such a place?
Yes, they review videos.
The Center for...
Yeah.
I don't even
for digital hate.
But I don't want to give it air.
But the interesting thing is it went and looked at, you know, like these dozen websites that have been spreading misinformation about vaccines, where people always tell me, well, this is where I got my information from. Well, guess what? No, those are all going to be pulled down. Now, the problem is...
I'm applauding.
What is it? The horse is out of the barn. The cat is out of the bag. It's tough to put the genie back in the bottle. The misinformation that's out there is out there, and we're working against it all the time. But all I can tell you is this. The people I see in the hospitals, the people that we are transferring to our tertiary care centers for lung transplants or for ECMO are... younger patients, unvaccinated for whatever reason, they didn't get around to it, they didn't believe in it. That's who's getting sick, folks. And I just want to prevent illness and death unnecessarily where we can. So you can keep sending me your letters, but you can cease with the phone calls. I'm not going to answer them anyway.
We're talking and listening, rather, to Dr. Brian Hodgkins. What's your real title? The real long one.
Oh, that one?
Yes.
Chief cook and bottle washer,
yes.
pharmacist at the Stars.
And then
executive vice president of our clinical operations there at Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Okay. What else that's good news? I'm concerned about, I saw on the internet, probably or it was from a Joey Pal, that hospitals are not really in as bad a shape as the internet and Facebook say they are. Is that true?
Well, I would say...
Did I say that clearly?
I think so. Okay. The way I would paint hospitals today is COVID is not good business for hospitals. It's not they're not making money on COVID. If you think they're making money on COVID, you're wrong. The lengths of stay are long. Most of these are seniors, if you really look at who was getting sick. The government pays under what's called a diagnosis-related group. They did add a little percentage increase to the for covering these patients. But when you have patients in the ICU for 30 days, these are million-dollar cases where the hospitals are paid $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 if you want to know the economics of healthcare internally. That's
wow.
how Medicare pays. So not only that, you have staff that is just inundated
yes.
and tired of dealing with patients who are coming to the ER sick with cough, or with COVID or with other things who have to get admitted. Now, back maybe in the middle of the last surge, we had hundreds of patients, over 100 patients in the hospital.
Yes.
So we're down, we've cut that in half. But this is on this surge. If you really look at hospitalized patients with the Delta variant, it totally changed. The numbers were much higher than the second surge. So the hospitals are not doing well. Those that are filled with COVID patients, it is a struggle to keep up. They're difficult patients to manage. High flow oxygen, lots of cocktails, lots of proning.
Difficult medically, not difficult emotionally.
Oh,
difficult.
And that too. Just imagine
really?
if you're working in a COVID ward and that's all you see every day are people gasping. And remember, you know, a lot of now you can go in and see your loved ones
yes.
before they pass. But it's just frank sadness in the healthcare system and in hospitals. So I wouldn't say that it's not as bad. Even if the numbers are lower, now we're seeing all the people that deferred care in the hospital.
What does deferred care mean?
People that were sick, were afraid to go out of the hospital or leave the home or see a doctor because they didn't want to get COVID. And now they didn't get COVID, but their diabetes is horrible.
Because they didn't.
They didn't. They
follow with their regular
regime. They
didn't
seek care. Yeah, they were disrupted. Disrupted.
We're listening to The Pharmacist of the Stars. And when we come back from the giveaway, I have a star question for you from Miss Ruta Lee.
Oh, Ruta Lee.
Yes. So you truly are the Pharmacist of the Stars. It's Joey English. We'll open the medicine cabinet with Dr. Brian Hutchins when we come back. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.